This year, BookPage's Summer Reading Roundup picked Beth Petillo's The Sweet Gum Knit Lit Society as their pick for a good inspirational read. The BookPage reviewer wrote, "The Sweet Gum Knit Lit Society cries for a sequel. Readers will long to know what happens next for these people, all of whom have experienced serious changes by the book's end." And here it is, folks, the return to Sweet Gum, Tennessee, and the Sweet Gum Ladies Knit for Love. It's fall, and the ladies of the Knit Lit Society are meeting back up, and this year, because their fearless librarian leader has recently married the love of her life, their book list is stacked with romance classics like Pride and Prejudice, Jane Eyre, and Romeo and Juliet. What I love about Beth's Sweet Gum books is these ladies feel so familiar. They are the women of your church or PTA, all at different points in their lives and trying to keep everything juggling, and it doesn't work. Mary's husband wants her to work full-time after their struggles with bankruptcy and put their new baby in childcare. 20-something Camille is finally ready to get out of Sweet Gum for good, but she might have a better reason to stay. Esther finds herself alone and exposed without the lifestyle she has hidden behind for decades. And can the teenage member of the group, Hannah, accept a popular kid's attention after living on the fringes so long? The women have parts of their lives that are unraveling like Esther's terrible knitting, and they awkwardly turn to each other for support, truth, and fierce loyalty. So when I pick up the Sweet Gum Ladies Knit for Love, I feel like I'm catching up with a group of friends, and it's a wonderful, entertaining, enriching time, an experience that